At least 15 killed in terrorist attack targeting Jewish festival in Sydney. At least 15 people, as well as a suspected gunman, have been confirmed dead following a mass shooting at a Sydney beach targeting a Jewish Hanukkah festival on the evening of December 14. Ages of the deceased victims ranged from 10 to 87 years old, according to New South Wales Premier Chris Minns. Israel's foreign ministry confirmed one of the deaths was an Israeli citizen. At least 38 other people, including two police officers, were injured, according to authorities. Police believe a father-son duo were behind the shooting. The 50-year-old gunman was fatally shot by police, and his 24-year-old son, Naveed Akram, was detained while he was critically wounded and sent to the hospital, New South Wales Police Commissioner confirmed. Emergency services were called to Bondi Beach at 6:45 p.m. on December 14 in response to reports of gunshots. Hundreds of people were gathering to celebrate the start of the Jewish Festival of Lights when the attack started. In video footage posted on social media, two suspected gunmen can be seen opening fire on the crowd from a footbridge connecting Campbell Parade and the Bondi Pavilion, forcing many to sprint for cover. In another video, a bystander can be seen sneaking up on one of the gunmen, wrestling with him and disarming him, then aiming the rifle at the gunman who backs away to flee. In response, it appears that the Good Samaritan is also targeted when the other gunman on the bridge opens fire in his direction. The police eventually managed to neutralize the two gunmen while officers performed CPR and loaded the injured onto ambulances. One of the suspected gunmen was later revealed to be Naveed Akram, a 24-year-old living in Sydney's multicultural West. Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon, of the New South Wales Police Force, quickly designated the incident a terrorist attack. "We know that there were many people there to celebrate a happy occasion, the celebration of Hanukkah. And there was well over 1,000 people there when this took place," Lanyon said. "As a result of the circumstances of the incident tonight, at 9:36 p.m. this evening, I declared this to be a terrorist incident. Explosive devices detected." While Lanyon said it was too early to draw a conclusion about the type of firearms used by the gunmen and their sources, the police commissioner said improvised explosive devices were detected near the shooting scene. Shortly after the shooting occurred, police located a vehicle in Campbell Parade at Bondi, which we believe has several improvised explosive devices, he said. "We have our rescue bomb disposal unit there at the moment working on that." When asked about the latest update on the explosive devices, Lanyon said the investigation was still underway. "At the moment, it's too early to say that," he said. At the same time, Lanyon called on the community to remain calm as police continue their work. "When I ask for calm, that is really important. This is not a time for retribution," he said. "This is a time to allow the police to do their duty. So police are responding to make sure that all of the community is safe." Responses so far. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he stood with the Jewish community and that there was no place for terrorist incidents in Australia. "An act of evil, anti-Semitism, terrorism that has struck the heart of our nation," Albanese said. "An attack on Jewish Australians is an attack on every Australian. There is no place for this hate, violence and terrorism in our nation. Let me be clear, we will eradicate it." Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong also extended her condolences to the families of those affected and thanked emergency services for their efforts. "My deepest condolences are with those who have lost loved ones tonight. We hope for the full recovery of all injured and we stand in solidarity with the Australian Jewish community," Wong said. "Thank you to the emergency services and to the everyday Australians who showed courage in the face of such terror." Former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott praised the actions of the Good Samaritan. "The events at Bondi Beach are an absolute atrocity. A horror for the victims and a massive escalation of the hatred directed at Australia's Jewish community," Abbott said. "There should be no place in Australia for the kind of evil we've seen this evening. Thank God one bystander heroically intervened, showing the good side of our country. I am praying for all those affected at this time." Meanwhile, Alex Rivchin, co-chief executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, said the shooting was a worst-case scenario come true. "It's a family event, a beautiful event every year," he told Sky News. If this is what we think it is our worst fear realized. If we were targeted at something of a scale none of us could ever imagine. Full inquiry to commence, NSW Premier. Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has pledged to conduct a full inquiry into the mass shooting. It's reasonable that both the government and the police conduct an investigation, there will be, of course, a full inquiry, he said. But when you're looking at several hours after this horrifying event, it's important that police focus on community safety right now and ensuring that the immediate vicinity is locked down, that the public, those who've been injured, are transported to hospital, and that there's not an immediate ongoing threat. There'll be plenty of times for a thorough investigation. Correction, a previous version of this article misstated the number of victims killed in the shooting. The Epoch Times regrets the error.